October 1st, 1983, Chickahominy Fall Festival, held at the Tribal Center, Samaria Indian Baptist Church, Charles City County, Virginia.
This festival is now called to order, and I'm going to ask Reverend Todd Evans for the invocation.
In prayer. Now, Father, we give thee thanks for all of thy gifts unto thy children. We thank thee for the freshness of rain. And we thank thee, O Lord, for the warmth of the sunshine. And we thank thee for each thing in its season. Thou, O Lord, art the great planner, the great organizer, and designer of it all, and thou dost love. We thank thee, O Lord, for the heritage of this people. These that have been a part of this land for so long, we thank thee for their faithfulness and for the memory of all of their ancestors, of those who have not legally sought to mistreat thy great bounty, and rather have shared it with all thy brothers. Help us in this day to celebrate the memory of all those who have gone before us, to cause us to be aware that we do here make a contribution to today's world. Use each of us in our trust. In the name of Christ, our Lord, we ask. Amen.
And now the national anthem by Mrs. Reverend Atkins. Will you stand? We hope you enjoy your visit here, and the questions you would like answered, if you don't know the answer, we'll try to find them for you. We hope you enjoy yourself, and I bring you the greetings from the Chickahominy Indian Tribe. And the program is for the dance group we have, but since they're not yet, I'm going to ask Mr. Bob Vanderlyn, State Manager of the Woodland of the World, for his Welcome on behalf of the Women in Wildlife and Sheriff Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Thank you very much, Steve. I'm here today and I'm honored to do so to bring greetings to you from the behalf of Women in the World and Lodge 252, which is your first sponsoring this event today. I find in thinking about the Chickahominy people, about how many similar ways that their philosophy matches that of Women in the World. I think of the word pride and patriotism and love of family and love of God and the desire to help other people. Last year, 1982, the Women World Lodges, 3,400 of them throughout America, had over 50,000 projects to help the community, to help the sick and unfortunate, and help the members of our organization. And one of the things that's happening here in East Virginia right now is the contract was let this week to start building a youth camp where boys and girls who belong to the women throughout East Virginia will be able to go to camp free for a week each summer. This is a 19-acre tract over near Brooksville, Virginia. And when I think of the word pride, I think of these people here and the pride that they have in themselves, and the pride in family, and the pride in our country. And I'm thrilled to see that evidence of pride here among the Chickahominy tribe today. And young people, you should be proud of who you are and where you come from, and be proud of your heritage. And patriotism is something else, a common bond that we have. Patriotism and paternalism go hand in hand. We believe in America, and we believe in that flag, Old Glory, and we believe in our heritage. We love that flag because it stands for liberty and for humanity. And we presented last year over 10,000 American flags throughout the nation, so that other organizations could have this flag to pay honor and tribute to. We believe in America, and we believe that America became great because of its faith in God, its hope for independence, and its love for freedom. America's greatest need today is the need for men who are honest, who love God, and who are proud of America and want to see America survive. True Americans are people who love their country, who love their family, and are willing to provide a service to mankind. And Chief Adkins, as I visit with you and your people from time to time, your people fit this description. You believe in our country, you do love God, and you do want to serve other people. So I'm delighted to be here today on behalf of the Women of the World to bring all of you greetings and to this great event, the Fall Festival, on such a beautiful day. Thank you. Thank you very much. And now, since the chairman of the Board of Supervisors is not here, I'm going to ask the former chairman to speak in his place, Mr. Richard Bowman. Mr. Bowman? I would like to say to you, in the absence of the chairman, and the reason that he expected to be here, that he's smiling, and he's looking, I believe, that he's expected to be here at 3 o'clock. I told our friend to welcome all the camp at the center of Star City, the official war. Some of the come today with parts of lifted. And you can see, certainly, the achievement that we made here in this community. And we think of the history of this community, and we're looking back the next first 300 years of involvement, especially the public hearing of the war, and we were at 1670. We can certainly think that from this day, the
In Jamestown, New York. He has an A.D. degree in political science from Collegiate University and an M.S. in the Court of Constitution for the Manager and his wife, Belinda. Of the Pennsylvania State University with a degree in journalism. They have four children, Susan, the freshman at the College of William Barry, Ross, William and David, all of public schools. He is a accredited member of the Public Relations Society of America, the National Press Club of Washington, State Andrew Society of Williamsburg, the Mason and Bruton Parish Church, Williamsburg, Virginia. He is a trustee of the First Council of the 13 original states of Great America, the Great American Student Program, a director and president of American Frontier, Cultural Museum, and a director of the Virginia Federal Service and Women's Bank Association. He was chairman of the Women's World Trade Center Committee in 1975 and 77. A former veteran and register of Bruton Parish Church, president of the Richmond Professional Center of Sigma Delta Chi, the side of professional graduating, and chairman of the Legislative Election Committee of the Women's a reporter for the and the Richmond Museum. He joined the College of William Mary in 1965, was director of public information, and in 1967 called the A assistant to the church bank and director of university. He has taught courses in public relations and communication in May 1989, he was appointed by the Governor of Virginia to serve as Director of the Virginia Bicentennial Commission and as Executive Director of the Jamestown North Carolina Foundation. He's a Mr. Ross at this time.
I have a real privilege of representing our Board of Trustees of the Jamestown Yorktown Foundation. Our board includes Delegate Mark, who's on your program, and also Senator Elmo Frost, who represents this district. So we have many friends on our board from this community. I've been privileged to get to know Chief Atkins and many of his family and friends in the last 2 years, and I've been delighted to see that he and others to show interest and be actively involved in the programs at Jamestown Festival Park that we have designed to interpret the earliest cultures of Virginia. The earliest culture, of course, was the culture represented here today. And then the English-speaking culture of 1607 and beyond. The influences of all kinds that have come together to help make up what we know of Virginia today. I'm here to extend a welcome to you and to all others who are interested in what you're doing to make use of our facilities at Jamestown Festival Park. behalf of the board. We'd like very much to have programs at Jamestown for the visitors to Williamsburg and that historic triangle of Virginia to feed the people every year. For people in the community, people in Richmond and wherever. Because that's what we're there for. It would be wonderful to have a festival of this nature at the Festival Park. And I know in previous years that has been done. I'm simply here to extend that kind of welcome and to express the hope that we can, with your help, increase our interpretation of Virginia Royal culture for all who would like to take part. Thank you very much. It's a great privilege of being on the platform. Folks, I guess you've noticed by now that our parade is coming up. We will be reviewing the current Miss Chickahominy, Little Miss Chickahominy, and the goals that will be current after this meeting today, after this festival, the new Miss Chickahominy, Junior Miss Chickahominy, and Little Miss Chickahominy for 83-84. Also in the parade, you'll see the Chickahominy Redmen Dancers, who are led by Mr. Glenn Kennedy. In the truck that's leading the parade, we have the Little Miss Chickahominy and Miss Chickahominy for 1982-83. Miss Chickahominy for Emma Montez and Little Miss Chickahominy, Natalie Ashley. We have Little Miss Chickahominy for 83-84, Miss Tracy Kennedy. We have runner-ups, Miss Tori Clark, Miss April Sweeney, Miss Heather Edmonds. Let's have a hand for these beautiful young ladies. Chickahominy Redmen Dancers. The driver of that horseless carriage is the leader of the Chickahominy Redmen Dancers, Mr. Glenn Kennedy.
Turn around so you can see him dance, Dad. Ladies and gentlemen, in our response from Sovereign Walker, here to Chief Atkins, all members of the Chickahominy Indian Tribe, fellow woodmen, distinguished guests, State Manager Van der Lance, friends, I am going to make a response to all of the welcomes that we have just received and remind you of the sponsor of this program to hear today is the Chickahominy Indian Tribe and the Woodmen of the World. In regard to the speakers and the welcome that has been extended to us that are assembled here today to enjoy this activity, to these speakers, we acknowledge with a deep appreciation and respect your warm words of welcome. We recognize the untiring efforts of so many people who have worked so hard to make this day and this celebration possible. Your display of the life and culture of the Chickahominy Indian people and keeping alive the proud spirit of honesty and dignity of a proud people is very much appreciated. It's still needed very much in this community and in America today. As we come here today, we not only come and enjoy the display of culture, of many years of working hard to make a better life for themselves and for people who are successful in this task, in honesty and integrity, but it is a day of a celebration and an accomplishment. It's what I would like to associate with American Thanksgiving. This is Indian Fall Festival, the kind of Indian Thanksgiving. Many things have been mentioned here today in regard to the woodmen of the world and America that is synonymous with the Chickahominy people. Two points of interest I would like to point out, two points of similarity between American Indian and what we believe in today. The Indian says, judge not your brother until you have walked in his moccasins for 10 days. The Indians have referred to the Great Spirit, denoting only one spirit and one God. The Indian has been famous for his honesty and his fair play, for his forgiveness, his friendliness. And these people are always displaying the American spirit and the spirit of Christianity. We proudly call these deserving people First Americans or Native Americans. How thankful we are for these people and their contribution to America, as already been said by Mr. Bowman, to this community. So we say again, thanks for the kind, gracious invitation that you have extended to us today, and thanks for keeping alive an American Indian tradition, which we enjoy, we appreciate, and we cherish so very much. Thank you.
I have the welcome dance by the Chickahominy Redman Dancers, led by Mr. Glenn Kennedy.
Thank you.
please. Serene and Miss Chickahominy and little Miss Chickahominy. 83-84, winner from the match. Miss Cordina Montez is the crown Miss Chickahominy from 1983-84. Elvie Atkins will crown 1983-84 Junior Miss Chickahominy. Miss Natalie Atkins, 82-83, Little Miss Chickahominy, will crown Miss Tracy Kennedy as Little Miss Chickahominy for 1983-84. Now I'd like to acknowledge the runner-ups, Ms. Susan Whitehead, Ms. April Sweeney, Ms. Heather Atkins. Ms. Tori Clark. Through the efforts of these fine young ladies and friends and relatives and parents, we're able to raise $1,700 for the Chickahominy tribe. That money will be used to help the center to defray some of the costs of the land that we recently purchased, and also to help the Indian Club as they go on different trips, different functions that the tribe sponsors. Again, let's have a round of applause for these fine young ladies. I'm going to ask Assistant Chief Stephen Atkins if he will introduce the guest speaker now. This won't be a hard job at all. Doug and Mark told me that he likes short introductions and shorter speeches. So we'll be right on time today. It is an honor to present Mr. Mark to you today. I've known Mr. Mark for, I guess, 5 or 6 years now, and during the course of that time, our relationship has turned into one of us being very, very good friends. Not only has he been a friend to me, but has demonstrated by his actions as a member of the House of Delegates that he's also a very close friend, a very good friend to the Indians of Virginia. In visiting Mr. Mark at his home, I find out that he knows more about me than I know about myself. He knows more about the Indians of Virginia than most Indians in Virginia know about themselves. When you go into his study, you will see bookshelves lined with books about the Indians of Virginia as well as Indians of the Eastern United States. During his 21 and 22 years as a member of the House of Delegates, Mr. Hardaway Marks has become a very influential political figure in Virginia. When he was approached a couple of years ago by this tribe and by other tribes in the state to help us seek state recognition. He said, Steve, this is something that I'm glad to undertake. He said, I'm very pleased to be a patron of this bill. He said, it's an honor for me to be able to help the state correct the historical oversight. And he put forth very sincere efforts, both serving on the study commission that defined the relationship between Virginia and its Indian tribes, and also the actual formulation and writing of the recognition bill. That bill of recognition was approved unanimously by both the House and the Senate, and it did give official recognition to the tribes of Virginia. As I said, Mr. Mark was a patron of that bill. He devoted a lot of time, above and beyond the time that was really required for the passage of that bill. As I said, Mr. Marks has served as a member of the House of Delegates for 21 and 22 years. He was born in Prince George County. There he raised his family. He and his wife now reside in Prince George County. Both of his children are adults now, and they are out making lives for themselves. Mr. Marks, living in Prince George, is right across the river from us. He demonstrated in the past that he is a good neighbor, and that he plans to continue to be seen. It's with a whole lot of pride that I now introduce to you Mr. Hardaway Marks. Mr. Marks.
You know, before I say anything, when Jack Griffin starts off with carrying me back to old Virginia, I still want to cry. I don't know why, Jack, but it always touches me. Some people don't like that song anymore, but I love it. And I still love it from the bottom of my heart. Steve, I want to thank you for your kind introduction. You were real kind. You said a lot of good things about me. You know a lot of bad things you could have said, but you did not. And we have many people here today that I would like to pay tribute to. I would like to say that all of you have made my life a little better. The former chairman of the Board of Supervisors of Child City here on the podium. Every time we talk together, I feel like that I'm a better man than the adult. We talk genealogy, we talk Child City, we talk people.
Take me to the bathroom.
Rose Weeks, who is the executive secretary of the Jamestown, Yorktown Foundation, cares about his job. He loves what he is doing. He is going to extend to all of you to meet in Jamestown sometime next year, which will be the biggest powwow
the
Indians on the East Coast have ever had. I would like to request all of y'all to be in attendance at that time. Chief Atkins Oliver has worked with the Jamestown Foundation for many years. He's helped bring your message to thousands and thousands and thousands of school children all over the United States and also to foreign countries. In 1982, the early part of the session, when Steve Mr. Atkins and others approached me to handle legislation that would lead to the creation of the Indian Commission, I was indeed honored. Since a small boy, I have always been interested in the Indians of America, especially the Indians in this part of the country. As we got into that study, I found that we had very little recorded information. But as a result of our study, we now have something that will do all of the Commonwealth great in years to come. Basically, we have been able to correlate the history of the various known tribes. Basically, we've been able to put together, and it's now in the archive, and will eventually be in the historical premise. We intend to praise the Indians of this Commonwealth that they have rights by their heritage, not only from the Commonwealth, but from the federal government. And the members of the commission today promise you that we will do our best to see that the young folk of this Commonwealth get the best in education. I'm not here today to go into the depths of the works of the commission, but I'd like to just say a few things about what would have happened if it hadn't been for the Indians in America, especially the Indians in this area, when the first colonists came to this country in 1600.